I believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us read him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when this thing shall be. Just be ready, be watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and then Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home.
I looked over Jordan, and what did I see?
Coming forth to carry me home.
A band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot,
coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Just tell my friends that I'm coming too. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home.
I'm sometimes up and sometimes down.
Coming for to carry me home. But still my soul feels heavenly bound. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. I'm sometimes up and sometimes down, coming for to carry me up. But still my soul feels heavenly bound, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Lead me, Lord, I will follow. Lead me, Lord, I will go. You have called me,
I will answer. Lead me, Lord, I will go. Lead me, Lord, I will follow. Lead me, Lord, I will go. You have called me, I will answer. Lead me, Lord, I will go. Lead me, Lord, I will follow. Lead me, Lord, I will go. You have called me, I will answer. Lead me, Lord, I will go. After all his life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon a mountain up so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it after all. Trials here are sometimes many, and at times my feet grow weary, till it seems I almost stumble, then I fall. But the tender hand that leads me, it's the hand that keeps me steady, and my faith I know I'll make it after all. After all his life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain up so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it after all. By myself I cannot make it, but I know he's there to help me. He will hear my cry, I will call. Just keep trusting, keep on believing. Are the words I hear him whisper, just a few more days to labor. After all, after all, his life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon a mountain up so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it after all. After all, the life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain up so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it after all. decisions I can't make on my own. And there are trials I can't face all alone. But you said you'd walk with me down life's troubled road. And you said, come on to me, I'll bear your heavy load. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today. When I wake up in the morning and I fear to face the day, let me feel your gentle hand leading the way. Yesterday has come and gone with those trials far behind, but I'm ever learning, Lord, and every day I find I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today. When I wake up in the morning and I fear to face the day, let me feel your gentle hand leading the way. Yesterday has come and gone with those trials far behind, but I'm ever learning, Lord, and every day I find I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today.
Help me remember,
I need you more today. So wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, he's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, Savior is mine. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, he's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trembling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He had loosed his faithful life of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, come.
Siddah, chapter 2. My son, if you aspire to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for an ordeal. My son, willst du Gottes Diener sein, so schicke dich zur Anfechtung. My son, if you aspire to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for an ordeal. The other translation says, prepare yourself for persecution, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're going to get when you want to serve the Lord. You got to remember there's a price to be paid. Be sincere of heart, be steadfast, and do not be alarmed when disaster comes.
Yeah, when you translate the word Anfechtung, then it comes to contestation. And when you look up the word contestation, it says the action or process of disputing or arguing.
Mm-hmm. Cling to him and do not leave him, so that you may be honored at the end of your days. Like, this is not, this is the other journey for the weak, for the faint. This is for people that got some backbone. Cling to him because you're going to have to, and do not leave him because there's times you want to just pack it in so that you may be honored at the end of your days. What happens, whatever happens to you, accept it, and then the uncertainties of your humble state, be patient. Since gold is tested in the fire and chosen men in the furnace of humiliation, trust him and he will uphold you. Follow a straight path and hope in him. You who fear the Lord, wait for his mercy. Do not turn aside in case you fall. You who fear the Lord, trust him and you will not be balked of your reward. You who fear the Lord, hope for good things, for everlasting happiness and mercy. Look at the generation of old and see whoever trusted in the Lord and was put to shame, or whoever feared him steadfastly and was not left forsaken, or whoever called out to him and was ignored. For the Lord is compassionate and merciful. He forgives sins and saves in time of distress. Woe to the faint hearts and listless hands and to the sinner who treads two paths. Woe to the listless heart that has no faith, for such will have no protection. Woe to you who have lost the will to endure. What will you do at the Lord's visitation? Those who fear the Lord do not disdain his word, and those who love him keep his ways. Those who fear the Lord do their best to please him, and those who love him find satisfaction in his law. Those who fear the Lord keep their hearts open, prepared, and humble themselves in his presence. Let us fall into the hands of the Lord, not into the hands of men, for as his majesty is, so too is his mercy. Heavenly Father, we just read your word here, Lord, and just pray you'll continue to do it as you see fit. Lead and guide us by that of your Spirit, Lord, because we have nothing on our own. We just totally depend on your word to lead and guide us through the jungle that we find ourselves in here in these closing days of time. I pray you will inspire us. Do it as you see fit, Lord. If that increase, in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
That's what I saw this morning. My son, which to God has been a science and shake addicts and unfacting. This journey that you and I are on, like I say, it's not for people that want to pack it in. You have to be bound and determined. That's why we went through a long time of searching and wondering, where is it at? What's the cause of it all anyway? And we're bound and determined just not to pack it in, just to keep on going, no matter what they throw at you. And then we found along the road of life, we found a danger, like it says, those of your own household will be your biggest foes. And not that they intentionally do that, but the devil. You got an enemy. You got a devil out here. Once you decide to follow the Lord, he's going to try to stop you every turn of the road. He's going to throw everything at you he can.
And the Lord knows your family is close to your heart, so he'll grab a hold of them and use them to try to destroy, try to distract you, those that are very close to your heart. Even like when Jesus walked here, he had his family camp to rein them in, because the disciples, or the Pharisees and the scribes, they were nothing but agents of Satan. That's all they were. So they went to his family, you better rein them in. He's got a devil. He's making a lot of damage out here. So they came and they wanted to speak to him. And you can read it over in Mark. When the disciples came and said, your mother and your family's out there want to talk to you. He knew exactly what they were after. And he told them right out of the gate, who is my brother? Who is my father? Who is my family? Those that do the will of God and serve him. So you got to know what you're going to be up against. And you got to prepare yourself, like it says here, prepare yourself for a fun. You got to prepare yourself. Because I know that when the Lord put me on this journey back in the early 90s, he let me know this is going to cost you everything. You might as well settle that right now and be content with it, and just move on. He told me exactly what they'll do, right? Word for word. They'll come into your house, and they'll take your wife, they'll take your children, they'll take everything you ever worked for. They'll just take you to become a vagabond overnight. And that's exactly a year later, practically a year to the day, my father-in-law stood in the doorway there. He was that J.K.'s henchman. His hatchet man, I call it. And he stood there repeating the very words that the Lord told me a year prior to that. He said, if you don't recant as of tomorrow morning, you got no wife, you got no children, you got no home, you got nothing. You don't even have a name. You're just a number. Exactly, practically, word for word. But see, I was prepared. I knew what they're going to do to me, because I watched how they operate, and I knew when I was 7 years old that someday I'm going to have to go up against that hierarchy. I didn't know. I saw things that I didn't understand. But as time went on, the Lord prepared me for that very episode. I want you to go up, and I want you to expose that Hutterite spirit. It's not the people that it's the spirit of the thing, because the devil, he never sleeps. When the early apostles went off to see, the devil didn't go to sleep. Mm-hmm. He just kept putting pedal to the metal, and then he sent in his antichrist and doing his dastardly thing. And as time went on, he tried to destroy Martin Luther. You could go back and read about the Church Age of Sardis and what happened. It didn't last very long, and before you know it, if the people fell asleep, and because in come these antichrists, in come these Jakobuters, these Zwinglis. When you go listen, Zwingli had some good points, and be better superior than Martin Luther ever thought of doing. He had some very religious points. They don't play no music in church and things like that. And when you look at it with a natural eye, you can see how that Antichrist spirit works. See, you and I, we know how that Antichrist spirit works, because we know how he did in that early church. The devil sent in his Antichrist, and they had a dispute with Paul, and then later on with Irenaeus, and that's how he got infiltrated. That's how we infiltrate the Christendom. And he's the same today. He tries to infiltrate us here time and time again. But see, you and I, we're in the ball. We know when he's coming, even before he shows up. We know already that he's got what his plan are. And so that's why it says here, if you're one of the servants of the Lord, you need to be prepared for what's coming. It ain't easy street. And we found that out. Every time we do something, the devil is right there to try to discourage us, and then he sends in his tech to try to undermine us. And but see, you got to be prepared for it. If you're not prepared for it, you're going to somehow you're going to cave. That's, mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's right. It says in when you go against the flow of things, like against the mainstream of society, then you're going to be persecuted. Just like in the days of Jesus, he started coming out and exposing things, and that started rocking that Pharisaical, those religious leaders, their boat. Mm-hmm. And they started getting scared. The devil started getting scared because he's being exposed. Mm-hmm. Here he was hiding behind those Pharisees, and here Jesus comes along and exposes them. And you can see how John the Baptist came along and started calling them your generations of vipers. He started really naming them and calling them out for who they are. And then Jesus said, who did you come out to see? Like, did you come out to see a reed shaking in the wind? You came out to see somebody who's going to tell you the truth. And they just, see, that's the environment you're faced with when you go against the flow of society. And if you are walking with God and doing what he has, what he wants you to do, just and then you're gonna, like one of the Beatitudes says, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. See, all those things are gonna befall you when you work for the Lord. And then you go against the stream of society, then you are going to be persecuted. It's not an easy road to walk on. Because everybody's gonna start attacking you because you have to tell people the truth, and people don't like to hear the truth. Because especially in every society, there is, like, let's say you, like back in the days of Jesus, the Pharisees had everything sewn up, and anybody that came against them, you had better heard from God in order to come against it, because you're not going to be able to withstand that religious spirit. Mm-hmm. And the same way here in our hour, you really, like Brother Brenham, really had to come against these religious leaders too. And even us, we every day when you work for the Lord, he's going to call you to do a job that nobody else wants to do. Because nobody wants to face the persecution, because in it lies persecution when you work for the Lord. And a lot of people can handle that persecution, and then they just fall by the wayside. But if you want to work for the Lord, you are really going to have to know that there's gonna come persecution your way, because you're going against the spirit of the age.
Amen to that. See, we've been given a job. Everybody has a job assignment, but it takes a lifetime to find out what your job really is. I knew when I was only 7 years old that someday something inside of me kind of told me, because I saw some things about the leadership, about these preachers, that I didn't quite understand. It was so derogatory, I didn't have to even mention it to this day, just to give a little bit of hint. It comes out something like that preacher up there in Prairie Blossom found out to be a pedophile, and that preacher down from Silver Wings. And these are just two people that got caught, but the spirit of it is still, it's in every one of them, that they're, every one of these preachers, it's like a rash, but the rash hasn't broken out yet. And that's the same thing with that spirit of that Hutterite nation, because the foundation is Satan. The foundation is rooted in hell, and like I say, on a lot of them, it just has not come out yet. A lot of it's like a rash, you know. It just hasn't broken out yet. But the spirit of it is that. And then what's all we're doing? We're just trying to expose the spirit of the thing, and the foundation of it is Nicaea Rome. And Nicaea Rome was the birth of the Roman Catholic Church. And if you want to know what the Roman Catholic Church is all about, just go read the Fox's Book of Martyrs, how they operated throughout the Dark Ages. They call it Satan's Millennium. And that's exactly what that Hutterite church system is built on. The foundation is Roman Catholicism. And to prove to you, like we've said it over and over again, but you got to repeat it, because you're dealing with a bunch of people that are completely brainwashed. You could get, they got the same program as the Roman Catholic Church. They got their pope. But like I said before, they don't call him a pope. They're too religious to call him a pope, because now everybody knows that what the pope and the papal system is about. So they call him the Ältesta, the Ältesta, you know? Make it sound like it's some heroic thing, you know? And that's how Satan has deceived it. Satan has hijacked what he does. When God does something, Satan comes in and he hijacks and he twists it, and just like he did, has that Hutterite system, oh, hijacked. It almost looks like true Gemeinschaft, but it's not. It's not. They're not believers. It says all those that believe have all things come. All he did, we took out that word, all those that believe. And now, yeah, I was thinking about that yesterday when you get baptized, you've got to memorize a whole bunch of questions and answers. And then there's a question there. Wenn man seinen eigenen Willen in Gottes Willen übersetzt und nachdem man Gottes Willen weiß, sich von Herzen zu befreien, nach Gottes Willen zu wandern. But see, what the devil does, he's hijacked it with not so many words. Then it's like, wenn man seinen eigenen Willen in die gemeinen Willen übersetzt und nachdem man die gemeinen Willen weiß, sich von Herzen zu befreien, durch die gemeinen Willen zu wandern. It's just hijacked.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's many times it's not even a word, but the principle,
right.
Is you now belong to the church. You now belong to, like you were saying the other day, this guy tried to attack you because he told you you didn't make a promise with men. You made a promise with the Lord, not with people, not with the church. And he just about flipped out. But see, that's the mentality. You don't even have to say it. It's the mentality of the thing. You're living in that commune and you promise that you're going to do everything you can to follow the tradition of the colony.
That's right.
See, what I'm trying to say, it's hijacked. And we're just exposing it. That's the job. That's this job description the Lord has given me. That's why he put me here on planet Earth and to do this very thing, to expose the unfruitful works of darkness. And you're not going to be walking on roses. And then I come to the end of myself. I was all wore out. And then the Lord brings you on board and he tells me to pick you up, because without you there is no program. And that's now it's pedal to the metal. We've accelerated from there, and the minute I picked you up, I tell you what, there it comes out, and your family started attacking you, and I told you, you wait till my family starts attacking us. You haven't heard nothing yet. And we're not going to go into the detail of just how they do it, trying to separate us and trying to do whatever they could. And but see, we know the Lord is behind all that, but at the end of the day, it's what matters. We know God is driving this forth, and at the end of the day, he's going to see to it that he protects us from all these tugs, from all these people that will try to shut us down, and that's just part of the program. But see, when we started this journey, we knew exactly what it's going to cost us, and to this day, it's still costing us on a day-to-day basis. We just can't let the guard down. We're just continuing on and doing whatever it takes, whatever the Lord leads us to do. That's what we do. And we don't have too many friends, you know. And there's sometimes people listening in, but it's not required of them what God requires of you.
That's
and
right.
I. All you got to do is believe it and come on board, because it's the only journey that you'll find. It's the only truth you'll find here in these closing days of time. That'll take you to the marriage of the Lamb, because the Bible says, come and drink out of the waters of life freely. That water of life has always been, will always be the message for your day. And all we're doing, we're bringing out the message for our day. God sent a prophet here in the church, Ada Laodicea. He sent that angel, first of all, like we keep saying it over and over again. But see, we're talking to people that have been going to church for 500 years. Mm-hmm. That system, they've been going to church, but they really never learned nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And here we come on out and we tell them about what Jesus said back before he went to the crucifixion. This is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And then he sent you seven angels. You can go back in Revelation chapter 1. We keep repeating it because it's the only thing that's worth repeating. It's the foundation of the church age of Laodicea. What Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life. And then over in Revelation chapter 1, John turned around and he saw Jesus standing where? A seventh star. So then Jesus went on to explain what these seven stars are. These seven stars that you saw in my right hand, they are the seven angels to the church ages throughout the grace age. And there are seven church ages. We're now living in the church age of Laodicea. And then he promised he's going to send that angel. And he sent that angel because these angels, they were tried and tested and proven to be faithful back in the prehistoric when God tested the angels. And now here he's sending these seven. And here in the church age of Laodicea, he sent that seventh angel. And he linked up with the vocal cord of Brother Branham. Just that simple. And then when he goes off the scene, that angel realized that the church age of leaders is such a deceptive age that he can't afford just to have one messenger. Soon as Brother Branham passed away, here come Bream and M. Jackson. Already prepared, a vessel prepared, and that angel took his vocal cord, and he continued on till 2004. And 2004, the Lord took him off the scene, and then he was testing each one of us. See, God never misses a beat. You and I, we see exactly what happened when Brother Jackson left the scene. There were these antichrists. They were just waiting for Brother Jackson to go off the scene so they could come in and infiltrate. And here he comes. Here comes James Allen with the completely contrary to what Brother Jackson has been taught. Oh, we're in the third day. And see, this is all how the devil does. He sends in these antichrists. And they got scripture and they look so good. It took me 3 years to figure out what's that guy all about anyway. Then he came out one day, we're in the third day. Well, he didn't start out we're in the third day. Mm-hmm. He started out after 2 days. He just kept hammering on after 2 days. He was heading somewhere and I trusted the man for 3 years. And then finally after 3 years he comes up, oh, we're in the third day. Wow, that's when I realized I can't support him anymore. I called him up, talked to him for a whole hour. I can't support you anymore. You're preaching wrong. We're not in no third day, and all the things you preach, a lot of the things you preach. See, what happened is when you step back and you look at it, there comes Satan again with that antichrist spirit, and he uses these people in the pulpit, mm-hmm. these people that are men of renown, these people that people look up to, that have clout. He doesn't use the drunk on the street. He uses these people in the pulpit, these religious zealots, and the antichrist spirit takes them over, and before you know it, he takes out the people out to hell and death. And they don't even know themselves, because I tried to warn them, and then he puts me in the house, just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. But that's all part of the program. The Lord just closes one door. When they close you out here, the Lord said, go into another city. Just shake the dust off the feet and go into another. Just keep on going. The Lord always has work for you to do, and that's what we did. When the colony, they terminated us, well, what did we do? We went to the Pentecostals, and then mm-hmm. when they terminated, we went to the Baptists, and then there it was, always moving on, and then he brought us to the ministry of Brother Branham, and there were things going on we couldn't go along with, and then the Lord, rich in mercy, brought us to the ministry of Brother Raymond M. Jackson, and when he goes off the scene, what the Lord was doing, he was doing exactly what the scripture says. He was testing everybody to see who is going to be that faithful and wise servant that's going to bring forth that's going to bring meat and due season, and he found you and I faithful to continue on with the program. That's why we can say for surety, if you reject what we have here, you're just buying yourself a one-way ticket out to hell and death. That's just that simple, whatever the Lord has for you. But you definitely, if you reject the truth here that we're putting out here on a daily basis, you're not going to be in that marriage supper of the Lamb. It's just that simple. Because there is no two truths out there. If there was something else out there, that, believe you me, we would be sitting there. That's the last job that I would pick if I had to pick and choose. That's the last job that I would pick. But the Lord has honed us out for this specific job. And all we got to do is just try to do our level best to be faithful to what God has called us to be. A lot of people, they got work, but it's not near the job that you and I have. We got a tough road to hoe. But with God's grace, we can make it through, and then We got the two of us, and that's all we need. And we got the Lord, and all we're doing now, we're exposing the unfruitful works of darkness. We're exposing that Hutterite spirit. That's really the bottom end of it. And not only that Hutterite, that Amish, that society of the brethren, it's all the same spirit, the same Roman Catholic spirit, because it's all interwoven with the diabolical, satanic, Nicaea Roman water baptism. Titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's how Satan ties them all together. End of the day, there's only going to be that one Roman Catholic Church, and you're going to see how they all going to blend in to Roman Catholicism. I mean, we're just sending out the warnings here, and we're just doing our job, what the Lord has on us out to do. We're just trying to expose the unfruitful works of darkness, and just trying our level best to give people some hope, to let them know there's a way out of this dilemma that's coming. Up here's the day of the Lord. Up here's the great tribulation that's coming, and it's all just an exit route. You don't have to go through this hell that's coming. You just believe the message for your day. This is here. This is the message for your day, whether you like it or not. You may not agree with us, but all you got to do is believe what we're saying, and God'll do the rest. This is that stream. If I sign in strong, that doesn't happen either. That's all part of that stream towards that glorious rapture, that marriage supper of the Lamb. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Like we were not content to be this typical Hutterite. You know, when I look back in my life, you know, there's a lot of people that are good Hutterites. They make a good Hutterite. They do all that Hutterite spirit requires them, and they talk the Hutterite language too, but that never satisfied my soul, because there's something a lot more in God than being this perfect Hutterite, and God started to deal with me very young, and to work out my salvation with fear and trembling. That's how you go, you know, it's your salvation. Nobody else can do it for you. Not a system of religion. That Hutterite thing will not get you into heaven. You know, a lot of people, they are so fooled by it that if they live on that commune and they go to church every day, they go to breakfast, lunch, and supper, and do everything that system requires of you, then you will get to heaven. It's not based on the Christian foundation of Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It's such a deceptive system that there's people that are so brainwashed that you can't really speak to them on those things. And when you tell them what the truth is, they really think you have lost it, and you are on a road down to hell, because they're so brainwashed into that Hutterite system. They never take the Bible. They never go search things out themselves to see what the Bible says, and actually get down on their knees and pray to God to help them understand these things. If they don't understand them, go down on your knees and ask God to help you understand and open up your understanding, your eyes to see and your ears to hear, your heart to perceive the things of God. Don't just sit there in a system and think that's the way to heaven. It's not going to work. Go down on your knees and ask God in the sincerity of your heart to open up your understanding so you can see with eyes. You know, not be blindsided by being a good Hutterite. That's not the way to heaven. You have to get in the Bible way, not the Hutterite way, not the Mennonite way, not the Amish way, the Bible way. What does the Bible say?
Yeah, I meant to that. See, he hijacks everything. Mm-hmm. He takes it and twists it for his advantage. Mm-hmm. And we're just on to him. And all we're doing now, we're warning people, because if you and I don't warn people, then it's going to be required of us,
right?
Because we were telling the other day, I've set you as a watchman. We have to do what we're doing. We can't stop, because if not, we're going to be held accountable for not letting people know what's out there and It's a good journey. It's a good life living for the Lord. But within, like I say, you better be prepared to get persecuted and be hated of everybody, because the Bible says, here in these last days, seducing spirits, seductions of devils, and it says it's going to be very hard to be a Christian here in the end time. And then it just keeps multiplying, and it says you'll be hated of everybody for my name's sake. Not because of who we are, because of what we stand for. We're standing for a truth here in this closing days of time, and it just happens to befall our life to expose the unfruitful works of that, to expose that religious and disposed and zealous. And I went studying. There's a lot of things I know which I didn't know 2-3 years ago. I didn't realize how dangerous it is, how that Zwingli and that Jakobuter, they were nothing but driven by that spirit of Antichrist, because they were anti-Martin Luther. Because we know from experience and from talking what we're talking, that Martin Luther, he was the voice of that church, one of those stars that Jesus held in his right hand. And what does Zwingli do? What does Jakobuter do? They come and combat everything that Martin Luther stood for. And they were doing exactly the opposite. And now here I found out, lo and behold, that's been their foundation. Their foundation is not the just to live by faith. It's exactly the opposite. It's just dead works. You gotta put down some energy, and you gotta go and live in a commune type living. And then you got an elder, that Andreas Denenbrock, he was their elder. And then you got that Jakobuter, they call him an elder, but really, what if the truth be told, they would call him a pope. That's exactly how they operated, just like the papal system did in the Dark Ages. We keep saying it over and over again until you get it. And then once we saw that, we dropped that thing like a hot potato. We didn't want no part of that satanic kingdom. Mm-hmm. And then the Lord brought us back, and he brought us to the ministry of Brother Brennan, the Church Age Messenger, and we're hooked into the seventh star that Jesus held in his right hand, and that's the only thing that we're promoting. We're promoting what Jesus, the program that Jesus had, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophet Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. That otherwise system is not built on the apostles and the prophet. They come up with a different program, and completely contrary. And Paul said, he that preaches another gospel than that which we have preached, let that thing be a curse. That whole thing is a curse, whether people like it or not. Yeah, it looks good when you look at it from the outside, but when you go into the light of the scripture, it's completely contrary what the early church believed, and that was the ministry of Brother Brennan, to come in and turn us back to the apostolic faith of our forefathers. Mm-hmm. That's all we're doing. We're just doing our level, but we're getting rid of all these fiat, though. That early church didn't have all these religious holidays. Mm-hmm. They didn't have Christmas. They didn't have New Year. They didn't have all they had on Sunday. They kept together took one day out of the week, and it was Sunday. And on Sunday they kept together the first day of the week. And that's all you and I have. We don't celebrate all these Christmas and all these foreign holidays, because they're built on the Roman Catholicism. Mm-hmm. The Roman Catholic Church brings in their fiato and all that stuff. We don't do this. Now they're going to have Pentecost, I think, this Sunday. Three religious holidays. We don't do none of that, because it's brought on by that Antichrist religious system. That's all it is. And all the devil does, he makes it look so pious and so religious, you got to have these fiato. And then when you're in that system, you think it's a crime of the century to not have these fiato. Mm-hmm. But see, we don't go near them, because they're not of God. They're off the devil. Like I say, the early church didn't have none of that garbage. Mm-hmm. And we're not doing it either. We don't celebrate these things. Mm-hmm. We don't even recognize them. Yeah, we recognize Pentecost, but we don't celebrate for 3 days. That's how the devil does. He hijacks everything, and he makes it sound like very pious and very religious. Mm-hmm. All we're doing, we're taking the covers off.
Yeah,
we're exposing it.
It makes it more holier than anybody else. But behind it is deception.
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we just want to expose these things, Lord. We just want to be of service to you. That's our heart's desire, to do your work, Lord. And we know in it is persecution, and people will revile you and say all manner of evil against you. But Lord, our heart's desire is to walk with you. And in that journey, there is that persecution, but there's also that blessings that you bestow on our lives, Lord, to be of service to you, Lord. And that's all we want, Lord. So we just want to pray for people that they will have ears to hear and a heart to perceive, Lord, truth, Lord. Because, you know, we know the hour and the time we're living in, that there's teachers out there that have told people lies, Lord, and deceived people. And now when people come along and tell them the truth, they just cannot seem to handle that kind of language, Lord. So we just pray, Lord, for people that you'll help them, Lord. Have ears to hear the truth, Lord, and perceive it, Lord. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.